Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the five things you need to know for Friday, April 12th. The U.S. is on high alert for a retaliatory attack by Iran or its proxies on Israel after Israel bombed Iran's embassy complex in Syria last week. The attack killed three Iranian generals. The White House warns there's a real, credible, and viable threat of Iran launching strikes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu convened his war cabinet and senior defense officials to discuss the country's preparation for a potential Iranian strike. That's what an Israeli official with knowledge of the matter told CNN. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant discussed preparations for a potential attack with a top U.S. general.
We are prepared to defend ourselves, both on the ground and in the air. We are in close cooperation with neighbors and with our partners in order to prevent damage to Israel, and we will know how to respond.
A defense official says the Pentagon is moving additional assets to the Middle East region. The U.S. isn't expecting Iran or its proxies to attack U.S. forces, but is moving assets just in case. The House has passed a modified bill that reauthorizes the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. The final vote was 273 to 147. The bill now goes to the Senate for a vote. An earlier version of the bill failed to advance Wednesday, after former President Donald Trump called on Republicans to kill it. The law allows the U.S. intelligence community to collect the communication records of people overseas, but also allows the FBI to search through data it collects on U.S. citizens. The modified bill calls for FISA to be reauthorized every 2 years instead of five. House Republicans have been fiercely divided over how to handle the controversial legislation. Here's GOP Congressman Jim Jordan on the floor earlier today.
This whole year, we've been focused on our committee on limiting FISA, reining it in so that we still can do what we need to be done to look at bad guys, but not infringe on Americans' liberties, and this just expands it.
And GOP Congressman Mike Turner.
If you're for vetting, looking at terrorist groups and organizations to see if they have ties to people who are trying to come into the United States.
A former U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, accused of acting as a secret foreign agent to Cuba, is expected to be sentenced after pleading guilty. Manuel Rocha served as the U.S. ambassador to Bolivia from 2000 to 2002, and as the deputy principal officer of the U.S. interest section in Cuba in the 90s. He was charged with several crimes, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government, wire fraud, and making false statements to investigators. Court documents describe meetings in which Rocha repeatedly referred to the U.S. as the enemy to an undercover FBI employee, posing as a member of Cuban intelligence. The documents say Rocha also praised Cuban revolutionary and politician Fidel Castro. There are more active drug shortages in the U.S. than ever, according to data from the American Society of Health System Pharmacists and the University of Utah Drug Information Service. 323 drugs are now in active shortage, surpassing the previous peak of 320 in 2014. The shortages include chemotherapy drugs, antimicrobials, and intravenous fluids, just to name a few. Increased demand can play a role here, but supply chain gaps and discontinuations are the more common culprits. The average drug shortage lasts about a year and a half, according to government data, and affects at least 500,000 patients. Coming up, is it time to worry about the economy? Hey, welcome back. JPMorgan Chase's first quarter revenue increased by 9% from the year before. But Jamie Dimon, the CEO of the country's largest bank, is still rather pessimistic about the economy's future, saying that while many indicators continue to be promising, quote, we remain alert to a number of significant uncertain forces. Inflationary pressures and geopolitical tensions are two threats he highlighted. In a call with reporters this morning, he also said that lower-income earners are quickly running out of extra money, and that Chase is beginning to see some cracks in the subprime auto loan market. That's a wrap. Join us again at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.